Last week's blackout taught us a lot about how electricity works in this country. We know a lot more about the grid, the Lake Erie Loop, and distributed generation, to name just three things. But on our special show last Friday, our lights went a little dim about a key fact of electricity. Here's a clip of Robert McCullough, a consultant and adjunct professor at Portland State University, from last Friday's program.
The second issue is the electrons. These are the same things that you studied in high school. They're moving at the speed of light.
Electrons moving at the speed of light? Not according to our listener, John Laffin, who's a physics teacher in Clinton, New York. He emailed us to say the drift velocity of electrons in a current-bearing wire is a tiny fraction of the speed of light, but the electromagnetic field around the current-bearing wire travels at the speed of light. Huh? Here to help set us straight is the science guy, Bill Nye. He joins us on the phone from Cleveland. And, Bill, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's so good to be on.
How fast do electrons travel?
Well, the drift velocity, I think, has something to do with the molecules of copper. But when he says the electrons are going the speed of light, essentially they're going the speed of light in a conductor. They're going then substantially slower than the speed of light in a vacuum, about two-thirds the speed of light. But that's pretty fast. Now, it is the garden hose full of water. Let's start with an empty garden hose.
Okay.
If you wait for the water to come out the end, you have to wait for it to fill that whole coil of garden hose.
Mm-hmm.
The garden hose is already full, and you turn on the water, it comes out right away. But so that's, in general, what happens in a copper wire. And
that the wires
does not mean that literally the electrons are traveling the speed of light. And the physics teacher wants to take exception to that. I have to agree with the physics teacher.
You have to agree with the physics teacher.
But what spirit and what the guy's driving at and the problems that we're trying to solve in electrical grids are happening at about the speed of light.
So fast that it's metaphorically correct.
Absolutely. So typically you would say 200,000 kilometers a second, or what would that, the primitive system, 120,000 miles a second.
Somewhere. Give or take.
Yeah.
What is drift velocity?
It's how the electrons move from one to another under the influence of this electric field, move from atom to atom under the influence of the electric field.
So, sort of bouncing from side to side of the hose? We're going to lose the metaphor.
That's not bad.
Okay.
But I just, you know, while we're all here, I just want to emphasize that this kind of understanding of electricity would be great if every taxpayer and voter had it. And we don't. We all take it for granted. We all run around all day using all this electricity. I mean, it is comforting, it is astonishing, it is disheartening to notice that if you put Lance Armstrong on a bicycle connected to a generator, he could not run an average hairdryer. And he's a pretty good cyclist, as good as they come. And just we use so much electricity so aggressively, so willy-nilly, all the time in the West, that the real answer, or the short, medium, and long-term answer to our power problems might be, dare I say it, conservation.
Sort of where we began this conversation, and just as good a place to end it, Bill Nye. By the way, were you caught up in the blackout?
No, I missed it, much as I would have liked. I'm in Cleveland today, but I missed it. And you could say, you know, well, isn't that too bad? Well, not so much. And I also, you know, while we're here, I just really want to point out, France is 80% nuclear, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
United States, 20% in electricity that we use at home, 20% nuclear. But no one has a place to put nuclear waste.
Okay.
I recently visited Yucca Mountain.
Bill, we've got to leave it there.
We taxpayers and voters have to think about this. We've got to think about this.
Bill,
thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bill Nye, the science guy, joined us from Cleveland. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.